wait, there's more.
And now, it's time for the Tri-State Sports Beat with your hosts, Nick Federico, Scott DeBell, and Joe Bruno.
Oh, what a heck of a day it's been in New York baseball, folks. Welcome to this instant reaction, Tri-State Sports Beat edition. Nick and Scott here. And boy, oh boy, has it been a terrible day for New York baseball. Technically a terrible week if you've been a New York Yankees fan. We're going to hop on this because, you know, Nick has something to get off his chest. I think I do too, but Nick's going to start because then he'll rile me up and I'll eventually get what I want to say out. But Nick, I think you have some questions you want to ask our manager of the New York Yankees, Mr. Aaron Boone.
So the floor is yours, there, pal.
First of all, losing 6 out of 7 total against the Rays is not really ideal, especially in a tight division race apparently now, because now the Yankees are a half game behind. And, after winning 6 straight games on such a high, right, we were feeling really good about basically everything.
Feeling untouchable.
Yeah, pretty much. For at least more than 6 straight games, let's be honest. This whole how many games have we played? We've played 30-ish games right now. We're almost halfway through the season. You're feeling unstoppable right now at this point. But they've lost 6 of 7 against the Rays, and they've now fallen a half game behind them. And another fun fact for you, the Yankees have not been swept at home in a series since 2017 against the Cleveland Indians. But I'll give credit to where credit is due. We hate the Rays, but their pitching staff is very good. Okay? Their bullpen is, the Yankees couldn't hit them. Blake Snell, and all their starters are, they're pretty good up and down. Their bullpen, their starters, they're all pretty good. Here's the one positive before we get to all this shit. Luke Voit is on fire. Your boy...
He's literally ablaze.
Due to all these injuries... He couldn't be in a better spot right now. 5 home runs in the last 4 games. He's got 8 RBIs. Much needed because of all these injuries to all these guys. Coming off the win against Boston after sweeping them, 2 home runs for 3 RBIs, and then ever since then, these 3 straight losses to Tampa, he's hit a home run in each 3 of those games, totaling for 5 RBIs. He's been untouchable. And then there is one more, is Garrett Cole's start in Game 2 in the loss. He pitches 6 2/3, pitches an absolute gem, gives up 2 runs and strikes out 10. And I want, you tell the people, Scott, about how you felt, because you told me this, we were texting back and forth during the game, how much excitement it brings to you. I can't even put words together. I'm so freaking pissed off. The excitement it brings you that Garrett Cole was pissed that Aaron Boone took him out the other night.
You want that in a pitcher. They showed the Mike Mussina, Joe Torre clip where Mussina literally told him to stop and stay there. And Joe Torre's like, okay. If you're Aaron Boone, I understand he's, 107 pitches or 109 pitches, whatever he got taken out last night. He has 1 out to go. He is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. Who are you going to bring in who's better than him? Just let the guy freaking pitch. And I hope now that he got his freaking point across, Garrett Cole did, that Aaron Boone will not come take the ball from him. At least go to the mound first. Like last year, what he did in the playoffs with Paxton, and Paxton says, "I'm going to stay in," and Paxton goes, "Let's effing go," and stays in the game. That's freaking awesome.
It is.
Aaron Boone, why couldn't you do that with the best pitcher freaking in baseball?
Apparently Aaron Boone doesn't know how to do a lot of things, and
he's a freaking moron.
It's been kind of overshadowed because he's won 200 games in his first 2 years. But now,
look at the freaking team. I could have managed that team to freaking 200 wins.
Exactly. But this great start that Garrett Cole had in the Game 2 loss was wasted completely because Zach Britton imploded in the 8th inning, gave up the 2 go-ahead runs, and the Rays would win that Game 4-2. Now, granted, we'll talk a little bit about this in a second. There was definitely something wrong with Zach Britton before the game even started, before he even got in there. He just didn't have it. He was all over the freaking place. And here's another thing. Can Gary Sanchez maybe move a little bit to get in front of a ball, please, instead of just going, ball's going to go right past me.
Okay, well, in fairness of Aaron Boone, I won't put anything on him there because of the new freaking 3-batter minimum rule
I'm not blaming Boone for that, but I'm saying
which games are freaking longer this year.
Yeah,
let's make sure that managers don't go to the mound 10 times a game, yet the Rays still freaking pitched 6 or 7 pitchers last night.
Yep.
There's no difference. It literally makes no difference.
Nope. Not at all.
So I'm not going to put Aaron Boone, like, I'm not going to put that on Aaron Boone because, you know, yes, I thought it was a little early to go to Zach Britton there, especially when you have Chad Green and Ottavino. Don't even get a start with Ottavino right now, but when you have Chad Green in the bullpen, granted he has been pitching a lot lately, but I did think it was kind of questionable to go to Britton there at that point, just because it was the seventh inning. He's used to pitching in the closer's role. I don't know.
I don't have a problem with
three batter minimum screwed us.
I don't have a problem bringing in Britton there. It's just when he came in, you could tell that there was something wrong with him. Like, maybe he's playing her. I don't know. Maybe he's been playing her. I don't know. But now let's get to the bad and the pitiful. Let's start with these freaking injuries, first of all.
We're freaking cursed. Unbelievable.
Because we're talking about Zach Britton. He's now in the 10-day IL with a hamstring strain. And like I said, you could tell that there was something up last night because of the way he pitched. He just wasn't his normal self. And then today, Gleyber Torres comes out of the game because he's hustling he gets the sac fly to run to first base, right? But he ends up probably with a leg injury. Let's just guess he pulls a hammy. I don't freaking know. But
he's going for an MRI.
Yeah. And then after the
that
game,
is it will.
And then after the game today, James Paxton, after pitching today, is getting an MRI in his elbow. So that just speaks Tommy John to you right there. Let's just say that.
100%. There's the explanation for the decreased velocity. He's gone. The Yankees aren't bringing him back.
No, you can't at this point.
Shell out that money for Trevor Bauer. Yep. They need it.
Yeah, well.
Honestly,
we would like that, but like you said last time, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think he fits the Yankee mold.
No, unfortunately not.
Even though he's literally like one of my, he's honestly one of my favorite players in baseball right now because he doesn't give a crap what he says.
Not at all.
First of all, Rob Manfred, you're a freaking clown.
He is.
You are a clown.
Stop being a clown.
Why, before the season, would you tell people, oh, you know, we're going to, you know, pull back some of the uniform rules. You guys can wear whatever cleats you want, you know. And then, you know, Trevor Bauer's just trying to have a little bit of fun. He's trying to make baseball fun.
Yep.
And you have to go and ruin all the fun. You know, he'll get suspended for wearing cleats.
Yep.
But the Astros, who cheated their way to a World Series, won't get suspended, fined, or, you know, taken out of a game. God forbid anything happens to the Houston Astros.
No,
God forbid you throw two feet away from them.
Nope.
Too bad. God forbid you throw too far inside. You'll get 8-game suspension.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't think anyone should be thrown at someone's head.
Right.
But Rob Manfred, you are a freaking clown, and you are ruining the game of baseball.
The rodeo clown.
I completely agree.
I wish I could yeehaw him with a lasso.
Yeehaw with the lasso.
But then, like, it's not even that. Let's move on to the two starting pitchers of the game one and three losses. Tanaka just didn't have it game one. I mean, I'm not going to blame Tanaka. He's been great, you know, thus far.
After we praised him on the podcast the other day.
Of course. You know, gives him the four runs.
And the Mets, after we praised Edwin Diaz, he freaking walks a run home. He's a clown, too.
He's a
fraud.
He's a
fraud.
Now he's going to be the closer again.
Jeez.
But, you know, he gives up the four runs in the third inning. He just, you know, and the Yankees were playing catch up, you know, from there on in. Basically the whole series, you could say that. But then James Paxton, he had a no-hitter through 5 innings. How dare you even say that? How dare you even bring that up? Because then he gives up 4 runs in the third. And then the Yankees, you know, again, I'm sorry, I was reading the one from Tanaka. I'm seeing red right now. I just like, again, we're going to sound like the spoiled Yankee fans and we're crying for no reason, but, like, this is a legitimate thing.
If this was like an NL East team, like say this was the Braves, all right, not a big deal. This is the freaking race.
Right.
Like, they're in our freaking division.
Yeah.
We, like, ever since Kevin Cash has become the manager, we can't freaking beat them.
No, not at all.
Like, what's the freaking deal?
Yeah.
Like, we can freaking put the Astros 10 feet under, but we can't freaking beat the Rays? Like,
and, you know, today Paxton just lost, like, he was great through 5 innings. But then decided to lose the strike zone, and he gave the 2-run double to Joey Wendell, and then the sac fly after the Yankees had a 2-0 lead.
Well, so, that happened to him in his last start,
exactly,
too, against the Rays.
Exactly. So there goes that. And then, here we go with this. The reason the Yankees got swept in this series is because of one man and one man only. And that is the manager, Aaron freaking Boone. Let's talk about it, shall we? Game number two last night, right? I love me some Mike Talkman, and if you don't know that already, you obviously don't listen to the podcast enough. But why in the hell are you taking Clint Frazier's bat out of the lineup in a 2-2 ball game? That's number one.
Over managing at its finest. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I think we maybe touched on this two podcasts ago. I think it was the Brave series where Judge got hurt or whatever. But, you know, he started to screw around with pitchers like, oh, we're up like 5-0. We're fine. We can throw freaking David Hale and Ben Heller and freaking Luis Avalon.
Oh, here we go, man.
He is so bad. Okay. Aaron Boone, why do you keep going clown?
We'll get to that. But, you know, going back to game two here. You're taking your offensive firepower away from your lineup in a tie ball game. Again, you're not a rookie manager, Aaron. What are you doing?
And it's not like Clint Frazier's a bad defender now.
No.
He's making plays left and right.
Exactly.
Like, why? If anything, put Talkman in for freaking Brett Gardner in left field.
Exactly. But no.
Why do we need to do defensive replacements? Why?
I don't know.
They're so dumb.
I don't know. But that doesn't even top it, though. That does not even top it because, okay, Mike Talkman is due, you know, they're down two, right? Talkman is due up in the bottom of the ninth inning with Torres and Tyler Wade after Gary Sanchez worked the walk. Tyler Wade was pinch running for Gary. You figure, okay, Talkman's on with two guys on, you know, you can count on him to get a base hit. Even if he doesn't, he's probably your best option right now. Aaron Boone says, No. He goes to freaking Miguel Andujar, who's hitting .095 and is 2-for-20-freaking-1 on the season to go pinch hit for Mike Talkman, who's been spectacular all season long. And what does Miguel Andujar do? He strikes out on 3 pitches.
If I remember correctly, he didn't even take the freaking bat off his shoulder except to check swing at a freaking ball.
Aaron Boone, what are you thinking there? What are you thinking?
Our brilliant manager right now thought that he was outsmarting Kevin Cash. Oh, you're going to bring in a lefty? Oh, you know, I'm going to take out Mike Talkman, who rakes against lefties, and bring in Miguel Andujar, who right now couldn't get a hit if his life depended on it. That's why he's at the freaking alternate site now.
On freaking 3 pitches. Like, how do you explain that? A guy that's hitting .095, he's 2-for-21, and you put him in with two guys on to try and win the game. You would take Mike Talkman 9 times out of 10 rather than Miguel Andujar. And you said Talkman's raking against lefties, right? I don't know.
I saw that someone tweeted that last night that he hits really well against lefties.
Let's see here. He's hitting .182 against lefties. He's hitting .371 against lefties.
Well, I guess in his past, he's hit well against lefties.
But that, you know, at that point, it doesn't even matter. At this point in the season, you take Talkman over Andujar no matter what. Now, I don't know what Boone...
180, whatever you just said, is better than .095 for Miguel Andujar against either arm.
Yeah, exactly. And then today, you know, after Paxton gives up the 3 runs... Gio Urshela plays Superman once again and hits the 2-run homer to take the lead back, right? I'm like, all right, the Yankees are going to take one. You know, we're not going to get swept. This is fine. Adam Ottavino comes in, all right? He gives up the tying run. You know what? I'm okay. I think, you know, no problem. He can get out of this. Apparently Aaron Boone don't think so. Because in comes Luis Avalon, who Aaron Boone apparently has a freaking hard-on for because he pitches more than any relief pitcher that I see on this Yankee clubhouse. And a single and a 3-run home run later, the Yankees are down 8-4, and the ballgame is over from there. And here's the best freaking part, Scott. Come to find out after the game, Aaron Boone said Chad Green was available to pitch. Why didn't you pitch him? Why? Luis freaking Avilon, who couldn't even throw a popsicle for the Mets last year. Why? What is it like? What is like? What? I want to know what's going through his head right now. Like, and you know what the best part is? You're not hearing anything. You're not hearing anything about blaming Boone right now. Nothing. Why is that?
That's a good question. Because he's won 200 games in his first 2 years with arguably the best roster in baseball.
Stupid ass.
Joe Girardi should still be the manager of the Yankees, but that's neither here nor there.
Luis.
Hey, maybe, you know, the other breaking news in New York baseball today. Maybe it'll save the Yankees even more aggravation and humiliation this weekend. But the Mets have 2 coronavirus positive tests. Fantastic. Maybe it was Steven Matz. Maybe he was pissed off that he got scratched from his start and decided, you know, let me go to a salsa bar with Yoenis. And
he sucks anyway. Oh my god.
It's a player and a staff member has coronavirus. So the Yankees game against them tomorrow is canceled, as well as the Mets game this evening versus the Marlins is also canceled. I don't see the Yankees and Mets playing any games this weekend based on, you know, other coronavirus instances we've seen so far this season. Other than the Nationals opening day, Juan Soto test positive and they, you know, didn't do anything about that. I mean, granted, they played the Yankees, so that was good, but, you know, they didn't seem to really take that any seriously. But, you know, every other game against any other coronavirus team has been canceled right on the spot, including the Reds, who only had one positive test and they missed a full week of games, which was... What if you have like 3 or 4 negative tests, like, why don't you just play and make sure that guy, like the guy who tests positive, is like nowhere near the team?
And of course, this happened to the Mets right now, who
are actually kind of hot.
Yeah, having an offensive explosion the first 2 games against the Marlins, and then last night, I mean, basically like trying to throw the game away because they want to start Seth Lugo, which is, I think, is an awful idea because he's your best freaking reliever, and you're only going to get three, four maybe out of him today if they were playing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of desperate at this point, but, you know, it was good to see Cano hit 2 homers, Alonso hit 2 homers in game 1. Dom Smith has been freaking raking. The guy needs to play every day, and if, you know, what else does a guy got to do to, you know, solidify a spot? I don't know. But, again, we're going to sound like the typical spoiled, rotten Yankee fans, but these are legitimate concerns here. Like, and I'm only, like, if it was against a bad team, it's one thing, but, like, the Yankees are in a race. They're half a game behind now against the Rays. This is a big deal. This is an issue. And it's one thing if it's a 162-game season. We're almost halfway through here. This is a problem. This is a big problem. All right, they're playing the Mets coming up. You know what? The Yankees should take... how many games are they playing? 2, 3, or 4? I think it's...
It's 3, I think. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
The Yankees should take at least 2 out of 3.
You'd hope.
Against the Mets.
But Aaron Boone would decide to overmanage again and probably screw us out of those games, too.
You know what, too? There's probably a lot more to blame Aaron Boone for over the course of, you know, these past 2 years. But we've been blinded by it because we've been to the playoffs. We've been to the ALCS the past 2 years. So we have no reason to blame Aaron Boone. So now in a 60-game season, we're looking at Boone like, why are you managing the way you're managing? This is just not acceptable.
And like, if you look at the schedule now, you know, you have supposed to be 3 against the Mets this weekend, which is now hopefully 2, but maybe they'll play a doubleheader somewhere if they can figure this mess out at Rob. Stop being a freaking clown.
Stop being a clown.
Then you have against the Braves. You have 2 off days coming up this next week, and then 3 more against the Mets, and then 3 more against the Rays, and then you're done with those freaking... Yeah.
His nuts then, in your face mask.
But like let's look at the month of September. 3 against Baltimore, 3 against Toronto, 4 against Baltimore, 3 against Toronto, 3 against Boston, 4 against Toronto, 3 against the Marlins. Mm-hmm. Those are very winnable games. Yep. So They better freaking figure it out. Get these freaking injuries figured out. That, like, I thought we brought in a new medical and training staff to freaking fix this crap.
I don't even know if you can blame them now anymore. Because the same guys now getting hurt. Is it maybe? Maybe it's just them. I don't. You know what? I don't even know.
But Glaber, like Glaber is.
I don't. It's just the luck of the draw, I guess. Speaking of luck of the draw, I can't wait for the Knicks to get the 9th overall pick tonight.
That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be
fantastic. This draft sucks too. Other than the first two picks, or first two picks, pretty much.
See, I haven't done any extensive research. I don't think.
All I really know is LaMelo, or not is it LaMelo?
Yeah. That's the guy I want, too. Everyone's like, you're crazy for wanting him. I go, I want the, best player available. I mean.
Yeah.
I have no hopes for that. But this is just frustrating because the Yankees are our one team that we can always count on to be good. And, I mean, it's not like they're bad. They're freaking 16 and 9 right now. And we shouldn't really be complaining as much as we are. But these are legitimate issues. Injuries, the bullpen management of Aaron Boone has just been strange, if anything. Like, why not put... Well, I don't understand. Chad Green was available. You need to take at least one of these games from the Rays to try and avoid getting swept. Why is Luis Avilon in this big situation, whether you can blow the game open?
I understand Chapman just came back, but hasn't he only pitched one game since coming back?
Yep.
I understand we've been losing, but, like...
Yep.
You just bring him back, and now he's not getting any work other than... like bullpens. Like, I would have thrown him today.
Why not?
You need, like, he hasn't pitched in 3-4 days now. Like,
I don't know, but Yankees better get their stuff.
All I know is Brian Cashman might need to hit the old trade market for a reliever, because if this Britton injury lasts a long time, you already lost Canely, or stacked bullpen
quickly diminished.
Is Chad Green a up and down Adam Ottavino, Chapman, and apparently freaking Luis Avilon?
They may have to consider, giving Michael King a bigger role. I would rather see Michael King than freaking Luis Avilon.
Well, maybe if Aaron Boone will freaking get it through his head that he should stop pitching the freaking clown.
I don't know. Better get their stuff together.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And I don't know if this hurts them or helps them that this game was canceled. Yeah, tomorrow against the Mets. Like, does this just give them longer to stew over this series, or are they just gonna get back to work and do what they got to do? It all depends. I don't know, but hopefully,
I don't know. I mean, and then of course our freaking fantastic favorite pitcher ever, Luis Cespedes, to come in and balk and give up 2 runs.
Yep, forgot to mention that.
He sucks. He has never been good and never will be. Why is he still on this team?
I don't know. He's been on this team for, I don't know.
Why? What do they see in him?
Don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know. And it's not just, remember, and it wasn't it wasn't just Aaron Boone either. Joe Girardi saw
something. Joe Girardi loved him. I don't understand. But remember, that guy that we sat next to, if he figures it out, he can be like Justin Verlander.
That's another moron.
That dude is a stew nod.
And he was a Yankee fan. My God.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. Well,
Jay Crap pitched and gave about six runs in the first 2 innings against the Astros on Old Timers Day.
Jose Altuve buzzer home run went right past our heads.
Yeah, the only highlight of that day was Mariano hitting a home run.
Yeah, Old Timers Day. Yeah, that's it. Well, anything else you got to say, bud, before we go?
I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered it all. Yep. Who knows when we'll see Mets baseball next? Honestly, who knows when we'll see Yankees baseball next? Because the Yankees have this 3-game series and then are supposed to have an off day between this Mets series and then they go to Atlanta. So we might not see the Yankees till next Tuesday.
So we got hockey and basketball to look forward to, I guess.
The Nets will be done in 2 games, especially now that Joe Harris is out of the bubble.
Probably, and hope that the Islanders don't blow this 3-1 lead. I think Game 5 is tonight.
They play tonight?
Yeah. Better not blow it, because I picked the Islanders to win the Eastern Conference, and ever since then, they have now lost 1 game. I think I put a...
You're a curse.
Put a curse on them. What else is new? What else is freaking new? All right, well, that is it for us. This was just a little bonus thing for us to yell and scream about Aaron Boone and whatever else was on our chest, to be honest with you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. You guys know what to do. And thank you for the support on the last episode. We're already up to like 15 or something plays in 2 days. That's pretty good. You guys are really showing out there. So, all right, that's it for us. We will see you guys next time on the Tri-State Sports Beat.
Goodbye!